This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it is. Plans?
Will there be a chips and guac in your near future?
You know, we had Mexican food twice over the weekend, and I could have done it three times. I really could have. I don't know if I could do another one. You know, today I feel a little fluffy this morning, but because we had an incident at the house last night.
Oh,
everybody, my front yard. I was going to mow the lawn after the baseball game. And I almost mowed around him. There was some lady had a medical issue in our neighborhood. I don't know. They found her in the creek bed behind the house.
Found her in the creek bed.
Creek bed, yes. Yeah. The kids were down there, and it's not safe down. There's coyotes, snakes, and everything. And it's like an Army Corps of Engineers property. They find her, they bring her. Of course, they bring her to my front yard.
Were your kids back there?
No, my kids were at home. So we had just gotten back from baseball. And I see.
Yeah, how'd she end up at your house?
I guess I was like the closest house to the creek bed, right? It's on the corner, and I see like fire trucks there. I'm like, what is going on here? And there's like a bunch of people on my front yard, like, and there's a stretcher. I'm like, oh boy. I was like, I'm getting sued.
I'm getting sued.
Right. But no, it was just she had fallen ill, I guess, and there was some kind of a medical issue, and I didn't get a chance to mow my lawn. So,
you were trying to mow at that time.
I was gonna mow at that time. I was like, do you think I can just go around them? Well, I didn't want to do that. I mean, just
finish up the rest later.
Obviously, I'm joking, but so I have to mow today. So, no, yeah, we're probably not gonna get out today.
Bobby, is your wife making her famous salsa? Apparently, Kristen makes this famous salsa that our boss wants to buy bottles of.
She's already got some salsa saved there. This is actually Cinco de Mayo is actually a different day in our family. It's my dad's birthday, so that's what typically gets our attention on May 5th is my dad's birthday. But
what are
you
doing for it?
Nothing today. Probably something over the weekend, I would guess.
Where does he live?
Farmers Branch. Yeah. So he today's his birthday.
We got to get old Bob Senior.
Oh gosh.
Out to an event.
He is he's turning 63 today. So happy birthday, Dad. But yeah, we got the salsa already ready at the house made. She's got like six jars because she just keeps it ready.
Jealous.
But yeah.
Does your dad listen to the show ever? You've never talked about his thoughts on the show.
Yeah, he pops in. He doesn't listen consistently. He just doesn't listen to a lot of
segments.
No, a lot of radio in general anymore, even though he's like been in the business for 40 years. So he'll pop in and he'll randomly call me and say something he heard or something like that.
All right, Choppy had an incident in the front yard. Bobby, we had a youth baseball incident to get to.
Yeah, this is one for Choppy really to determine for us, I think. And I don't think you're going to be glad that I go to you for the ruling on this story, Chop.
Okay.
But out in the Bay Area, parents in West Contra Costa, which one is it in California? Contra Costa? I'm going to say Contra Costa. Unified are calling on the league to act because there was a racist incident involving two teams that were playing high school baseball.
Two times.
So, in this instance,
high school baseball.
Albany High School parents said players from Pinole Valley High School hurled racial slurs at one of their players, specifically targeting players of Asian descent. They were saying things while he was warming up, like "P.F. Chang, is that you? He can't see through those eyes." Just various, like, really aggressive racial trolling. That's don't say Bobby
save
like
that.
I just said it.
Save that, Ross. We'll put in kegger.
All that to say, the coach.
Did you miss me, Chopper?
I did.
The baseball coach from the offending team called a few days later after this kind of blew up and apologized for the player behavior. But now some are asking or demanding, the parents on the other team are basically demanding that their season should be ended. That their season should be just forfeit the rest of the season over this incident. Have you guys ever had an instance in any of your baseball leagues or anything else where somebody got punished with a full season forfeit, like basically just full season.
Not
forfeit.
That I could think of.
And what's the line of dugout trash talk? Where can it go? Where does it go? And how far can it go? That, high school.
I'm not in the dugout anymore, and like they, so I don't really hear what they're saying in the dugout. You know, back when they were like, you know, 13, you know, it wasn't that. The kids don't trash talk the way we did back then. You know, like we were vile. We would say stuff that would, like, nowadays would get you in trouble. Like that's just the way it was back then, and now it's just not that way. And for the, you know, it's for the better. It's for the better that it's not that way. But
create a softer society.
It does create a softer society, maybe. But, like, you know,
book of snaps, my book of shams. Amanda dies over that. You don't have any idea what I'm talking about.
Not a clue.
There's something called the book of Bobby. You should actually order it. I can see you ordering it right now.
Let me see.
And it's just a book of insults. Yeah. You know, so like today, if I want to go with your mama jokes or you're so fat jokes, I got all my different chapters. The book of snaps. So when I say, yeah, we're shamming on each other, Amanda rolls her eyes and dies laughing with how cheesy and lame that is. But it's literally books of insults. And I think there was different versions and editions you could get.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the one that's available on Amazon. And the one joke that's listed on the front is, if ugliness were bricks, your mama would be a housing project. So those are the kind of 1992 jokes you're getting from this book. But
I've seen coaches get banned and thrown out of games.
That's the thing. Like, can
but
you
put never it, like, players or teams?
If it's like, let's say it's, and I have no idea. It doesn't say that it was the whole team. Doesn't also say that it was just one kid. It makes it sound like it was several players from the opposing team. So is that a kind of thing where you just got to go, the whole team has to be punished, whatever the fallout is? It's something that's applied to the whole team. Do you apply it just to those players? Do those players get kicked off the team? Like, how generally do the governing bodies over those sort of things that you guys play in, do they rule on that? Do they rule on addressing individuals, or do they say, nope, whole team gets punished for something?
I think a lot of times the school would be the one that would levy any kind of ban.
Yeah, they're asking for the superintendent to get involved on this one.
Oh, God.
Because they're both in the same school district. They want the superintendent involved making the ruling on this.
They're in the same school district.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've not seen anything like that, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that we see teams get banned for hazing. That lacrosse team just got banned for hazing. What'd they do? They kidnapped somebody at gunpoint.
Oh. They didn't shoot him though.
they covered his head with like a bag.
Yeah.
Kidnapped him at gunpoint and then dropped him cross county in the woods.
Did the team win or lose, Bobby?
The team, it does not identify if they won or lost the game. It's just a regular season game. And so it didn't identify who won that one. It does say some of the fan text reaction here. It said 214. How about the other team have better comebacks? 214. My coworker's son got called boy a few times in Richardson till he let his bat do the clap back.
And that's where you drill somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's high school baseball.
Especially in baseball. Yeah. Especially in baseball. That's the ultimate policing.
Yeah. I think Weaver hit Seager. I saw over the weekend Seager like messed him up mid windup, and Weaver's like, okay, plunk. And he got tossed immediately.
Yeah. I mean,
drill the trash talker.
Baseball will police itself. The problem is, you know, when you get at a young age, kids can't really hit you if they want to. They don't have the command. High school? Yeah, more
Luka
so.
Luka could
more so. Yes.
Hit you.
Yeah, more so. But not nearly what like they would have at the major league level.
972 says, coach is the one that should have put an end to it, so if they didn't, they're the one who has to take the punishment.
Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. Car poop. Viral car poop on hoods.
Could you imagine, you know, doing something where a nickname just sticks to you? Well, let me introduce you to Christina Solometto. A 44-year-old woman from Philadelphia who has been dubbed the Delco Pooper. What a name. She was in a road rage incident, and she decides to get up, get out of the car, and instead of, you know, fighting, throwing hands, she threw feces. She got on the hood, pulled her pants down, and pooped on the hood of the vehicle. After this is the post-poop press conference that she had. This is the Delco
was
Pooper.
There a press conference?
She was in handcuffs, so she was just yelling at the cameras. This is the Delco Pooper, Christina Solometto, after the pooping incident.
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me, and I asked her not to attack me.
She chased you?
I have a sickness.
Yeah.
You said she chased you?
Yeah, she chased me. And I got out and begged her to stop.
So was it whiz-whiz or was it whiz-whiz?
So, she looks so proud of herself, too, as she's going to walk to the car. She's like, yep, this is what you get.
She said, I wanted to punch her in the face, but I pooped on her car instead and went home. It was very clean. Didn't even need to wipe.
Man, is there video of this?
Of the actual poop?
Yeah. You see not the incident, but you see the aftermath on her hood, and it's disgusting.
Did she roll up on the hood, like jump up on the hood?
She looks like she has IBS based on what was on the
hood. She said I have issues.
This is talking about internal issues. This is very clearly like an illness that she just destroyed on this woman's car.
Well, I think that, you know, someone in Garland has an illness as during one of my many days off for paternity leave, which is now officially over. Sitting out there, you know, hey, let's go out, let's grab a pizza, let's take the kids out to this little turf park in Garland, middle of town. Let Ava crawl around, right? Ollie, having a blast. And we're sitting there for about 10, 15 minutes, and all the kids are like gathering on the other side of this park, and they're looking at this humongous snake that is brought out there. And I was like, that's got to be a toy snake. Like, there's no way. No, it was a real, probably like 8-foot snake that was out there, and no one was freaking out. And no one like went nuts. Now, I don't know how many of the parents were like actually looking at it, but all the kids gathering around, I'm like, we're out. Ollie, let's go. Yeah. We'll get you some ice cream. I'm like, this has to be a rule. This has to be a problem, right? This has
eight
to be.
Foot?
Can you just bring a pet snake to a park, to a kid's park? I like wanted to call the police, not let alone animal control.
Right.
And people all responded to me, hey, man, rules are different in Garland, man.
I assume that in 20,
humongous snake.
2025, it's a emotional support animal.
Oh.
Bring it to a park. We saw a guy in Italy that had a meerkat as a pet. I loved it. I want one. I want a meerkat now.
Google says you can bring your snake out in public. Reptile. Yeah, your reptile. You can bring your reptile out in public. There are no laws against it, but it's not always wise.
In public?
Mm-hmm.
But what about
an 8-foot snake?
Come on, man.
I would guess at that point it's just up to the restaurant or the governing body that is overseeing whatever area you're
in. An 8-foot snake could take out a 1-year-old.
What would y'all do? I mean, I was like the only one who picked the kids up and left. Probably, I can't deal with snakes.
I'd probably keep distance. I don't know that I would have left. Although, if I didn't want to go in the first place, I would be like, we have to leave.
Yeah.
Look, there's a snake.
Right. There's your out.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the keep distance, right? Because, like, seriously.
But the problem is all...
The kids can't... You don't control the kids.
But like, they're all gathering over there. Yeah. So, it's like, mine's left out. So, I want to go look at it. Yeah. And I'm just like, no, I'm not even dealing with this.
Right.
So, I was... It ruined the whole afternoon.
I did almost leave the media party at the Super Bowl in New Orleans when they had people taking photos of snakes. I didn't like leave, but I definitely left that area. I wasn't going to stand by that snake taking photos with everybody.
Oh, you can't be near them like that?
I wouldn't be in the same vicinity, no. And so I could stay at the venue, but I was going to have to leave the immediate area.
Incest taking over the Kentucky Derby. Scottie Scheffler taking over DFW. And the legacy of Greg Popovich and why Bobby couldn't stand him for so long. Everything you need to know to recap the weekend. But for the commercial-free expressway, and we got some brand new show changes that are going to get started this morning as we get back together again here on Sean and RJ, continuing right here on The Fan.